What it do, Tech HQ?
Welcome to the Tech HQ cast with me, Kwaku,
and Brandon. It's our debut episode. A little about ourselves. My name's Kwaku. I'm 17. I go to.
This is a better one. I'm also Kwaku. We all go to the same school, and I'm 18. You know, big bro.
Big grown man. I am not Kwaku, but I also go to. I'm 17. You know. Yeah, middle of the group.
Yeah, the youngest one.
Yeah, he's the youngest one. Yeah. So, in this podcast, we're doing it for our senior project. Mm-hmm. Basically, we just have to like learn a skill or like learn how to do something and like record it either through like writing or this like podcast format. So we chose the podcast format because, like, you know, a podcast is more fun. A podcast with the guys.
Yeah. And we love our viewers, so we want to give them a little podcast so you can enjoy.
And like our main goal for the podcast is like just to be funny and for you guys to like really get to know us. Mm-hmm. And like throughout the whole podcast, the whole season, if you will, there's gonna be like a lot of different episodes.
A lot of different guests.
Mm-hmm. Always just stay tuned.
Stay tuned. We got some fun stuff planned.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, as you guys heard, our group name is Tech HQ, but it's not only the three of us. So, if you guys want a
couple more members.
Yeah, we got Mina and Kendall. And they're going to join us, like, a couple episodes from now. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, Tech HQ, you know, so it's a family, you know.
Yeah. You know, run deep. Well, guys, how do we form, guys?
Well, first, how do we get our name?
I think we should.
That's a good question.
The name, you know, Nike Techs, they're like a little like crazy or whatever, you know, like New York. I'm from New York.
So, I'm gonna tech.
Yeah, he got the tech on right now. But
you say he's not from New York.
Well, Tech HQ, we called ourselves Tech HQ because like we're like certified and like techs were like the epitome of being certified. But back to like how we met.
So I think me and Kendall kind of knew each other from soccer since like 7th grade. So like we're close all the way up into high school and into now. And then me and Kwaku, the little Kwaku, you know, because yeah, he's called Master Kwaku at school apparently. But yeah, we're friends since middle school too. And then I'm pretty sure Kwaku and Mina were friends since the middle school.
Mm-hmm. Like, yeah.
And then... yeah, we just all formed somehow in, like, 10th grade, and, you know,
it's been a year since. We were all in the same classes for, like, a while, so I think that helped, too.
Yeah, it was also the year after the whole, like, break and COVID and stuff.
The pandemic.
Yeah. Well, we got to, like, get to know each other again after not seeing each other for, like, a whole 2 years.
Yeah. Let's go into an icebreaker.
So the icebreaker question is, if you could have a superpower, what would it be and why?
Are you going to start or you want me to start?
I think you can start. I think about mine a little.
Mm-hmm. If I had any superpower, it would probably be telekinesis. Because telekinesis, I can move anything with my mind, including myself probably. So like I could like levitate or hover or whatever. Mm-hmm. Plus, like, it's good for, like, combat, you know, like, I can, like, throw you around, I can rip things off, like, I feel like that'd be a very calm superpower to have.
Mm-hmm. All right, so, I think I, like, want to have the ability to teleport, because you can be anywhere you want at any given time. I can be here at this moment and be at, like, a basketball game next month, or, like, I want food. I can just like teleport to get food. I can teleport to get Popeyes anytime I want. I don't want to be like fat or whatever, but yeah.
I think mine would be probably reading people's minds because I don't know. There's like a lot of people have about me, so like I don't know. I would like to like know what people are thinking about me or others.
But like, do you feel like that would be like a disadvantage also? Like,
yeah, I think like, yeah, it's not a positive thing really, because like it could be bad and it would make me like think of them different. But yeah, it would be cool to read people's minds.
That's valid.
Yeah.
Who's your favorite superhero?
Probably Batman for me.
Why?
Batman's him. Like, when I think of him, I think of Batman. Like, who's beating up Batman?
Superman.
He's not, though.
Wow. Superman's just, like, stronger. Like, he's not my favorite superhero at all, but, like, my favorite superhero is the Flash.
Really?
He just, like, no glaze, but he's, like, him. He can be whatever. He saddles the speed of light. Like, who else can do that?
Batman, if you give him time.
He just rich, you know. But
man, who's your favorite superhero?
Probably Hulk, cause he just like bro, he could just slam you, but you don't really touch him for real.
Batman could.
Flash can like wrap around him. No,
no. Hulk's just like taking him by a finger, bro.
How about Marvel?
What?
How about your favorite Marvel superhero?
Hulk is Marvel. But mine I don't want to be generic and say Spider-Man, but like Spider-Man's always like a common choice. Like, you know, like
Spider-Man is kind of tough. Yeah, I would have to say Spider-Man too. Or like Iron Man.
I like Iron Man in the movies.
Yeah.
He's cool.
How about villain? What's your favorite villain?
I think you guys should go first.
I'm just like,
Thanos.
Favorite villain? Oh, you said Thanos?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
That's what he wants.
Favorite villain? Well, I've been watching a lot of X-Men movies recently.
Oh, so yes, yeah.
I think I'm going to say Magneto, probably.
Mm. What's your favorite?
Well, like I just I'm watching a lot of X-Men movies recently, so at the moment.
Like, but what qualities do you like about him?
His powers are cool, like, you know, he can control like anything like magnetic. Mm-hmm. And he can make like magnetic fields. He like does what he wants. Like, he only listens to himself, like he's him. So like, yeah.
How about you?
I'm not gonna agree with Thanos, I think. Yeah. It's kind of like Hulk, you know, like just him, like him. He can break you. But yeah.
Weird. Okay. Moving back to like the introduction. For our senior project, we all had to do like letters of intent talking about like why we chose to do a podcast. Like, Brandon, what like drew you towards doing a podcast?
So like the thought of a podcast was always like fun to me, just to like be with your friends, be with family, and like express yourself, just talk normally and entertain viewers in a way. But the main podcast that probably stuck out to me was Paul George's podcast, where it's called Podcast P, and he like talked with his friends about basketball. And he's a NBA player, so like how he navigates life, or just any topic along like NBA or basketball, and yeah, he just talks about it. And he has like special guests, so yeah, that would be my thing. How about you, Kwaku?
I think what drew me was like when podcasts were starting to like emerge in popularity, I was like, our group has a lot of personalities. That would be great for a podcast. Like, I know you guys would love to see our day-to-day lives, what we talk about on a daily. I feel like it's very interesting. So I feel like our podcast will blow up and we gain a lot of fans and a lot of viewers. And when the idea of a senior project came out, I was like, this can be a great way to accomplish that, get that out of the way, and also do something we like to do, do something we can enjoy.
Yeah, I agree with that. Like, our group definitely has like a lot of personalities involved and we're always laughing and like chatting. So like, why not like combine all of that with like school and get a good grade with it.
Mm-hmm.
But for me, I think some of the inspiration for me came from like It's gonna sound a little crazy, but like Andrew Tate.
Wait, what are your thoughts on Andrew Tate? And like how he like had his little era of like fame.
No, he fell off so hard. Yeah, he fell off.
Like, like, let's not get it twisted though. Like, I don't mess with Andrew Tate like as a person. Like, very reprehensible. I know him as anything. Grab me a napkin. But like his podcast always went like super viral. And he would just be like saying whatever. So I feel like if he could do it, like anyone can do it.
My inspiration is Nicotavo Avocado, hence the food.
Yeah. Oh yeah. This was all his idea, by the way.
Food's a great idea, guys.
What inspired you about Nicotavo Avocado?
Just the food. Like, people love watching people eat. I don't know why. But
I know.
You don't?
Yeah.
You don't like muffin videos?
No, I don't watch muffin videos.
He's like very unserious too, and I think like
that's like
that
matters.
That's like that is a
yeah. So like, I feel like we can talk about anything, and be unserious about it, and yeah, we're just always having fun no matter what, even at school. You know.
So should we tell them like some upcoming like episode ideas, or are we leaving that to be like a surprise, or like
I don't know what you tell them.
Let's name like a few of them. Okay, so. Our next episode will be about college readiness.
These are boo.
Things not hitting.
What is that? Green spicy? Signature hot.
Signature hot. Anyways, our next episode is going to be about college readiness. As you said earlier, we're all seniors in high school. We're all dealing with the college prep portion of it all, the common apps and the scholarships and money, FAFSA, whatnot. So, like, that whole episode is going to be about how we prepare for all that, our top schools, what our future aspirations are going to be, as in, like, college and our careers and whatnot. You guys want to tell me the other ones?
We have, like, a prom one coming up because, you know, prom season is approaching, you know.
Very quickly.
Very quickly. That one should be fun. I have a lot to talk about with prom. But
I think the funnest episode of the season will be high school love slash relationships, which is also an upcoming episode. And we're gonna have special guests for that. And I think if you guys want some like, you know,
if you want to laugh,
you want to feel entertained, like tap into that.
Yeah. Just stay tuned. Stay tuned. That episode will do something.
Yeah. The episode's going to be one for the books.
So do you not want the wings?
Wait, can you tell our viewers how like the Popeyes like mess up your order?
Yeah. So I'm ordering Popeyes. Our Popeyes comes in. We get all this food. And they don't send me my 12-piece wings. And then when I try to refund the order, they don't even give me, like, half of what I paid for. Like, Popeyes, if you're watching, like, this podcast, just know, like, you guys owe me money.
Oh. Be ashamed.
Be ashamed.
Shame on Popeyes.
You guys mess up our order every single time. Well, I'm still going to eat, though.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. I'm going to change my name to Keith Lee, and you guys will run up my food.
And W guys.
What did you guys rank? What was Popeye's rank in the fast food industry?
Like, for what? Like, just chicken? Or, like...
Like, in general?
Yeah. In general?
Compared to all fast foods, like...
I don't know, like, there's so many fast
foods. It's a top 10.
It's not top 10.
It's definitely top... Oh.
I think it's top 10.
I think it's top 10.
I think I can name 10 fast food restaurants better than Popeye's.
Name them.
This one's gonna sound so debatable, but McDonald's is better.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Excuse me. Chick-fil-A's better. Cane's is better. Wendy's is better.
No, not Cane's.
Not Cane's? I think Cane's is better. Wendy's is better. Starbucks is better.
It's not fast.
That's not fast.
All right.
Okay.
Dunkin' is better, too.
That's like
completely different thing.
That's like fast food, though.
It's like fast food, but like, not I feel like comparing Dunkin' and Popeyes are like...
So are you talking like lunch fast food, like burgers?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's a whole. So then they are top 10. But like, overall, like, seeing the top 10 is kind of broad. There's so many restaurants out there. Like, I don't know. I haven't tried like those other restaurants that are like more famous, like Zaxby's, and those ones are like down south and stuff. But I know those are definitely more popular than Popeyes. Or like In-N-Out. I want to try In-N-Out.
More popular or better?
I haven't tried it, but from what I've heard, like,
guys, as we as we mentioned, we're seniors, right? We're going on a senior trip, so we're thinking about going to. This is a very long shot, but Jamaica. It's a very, very long shot.
I've been saying we gotta go to Jamaica, bro.
Yeah,
we gotta spread the blood clot love.
But like, something more like realistic would be like a Cape Cod, probably.
Cape Cod, the Bahamas,
somewhere in the Bahamas.
Canada. I think it'll see Drake.
No, Canada's kind of
Canada's good
because it's like cheap.
It's cheap. I can see Drake. I can see SJA.
No, SJA's boo.
SJA's Canadian.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, it's like all
the see that people. You didn't see that TikTok where like he was singing Drake, "You Broke My Heart" song.
You broke my heart.
I'll be on NBA TikTok.
I fall. Everyone good is from Canada. So.
But ideally, like, where would you want to go for like a senior trip?
Like, no money involved, or like with her funds.
Like no money involved.
All right, no money involved. We're taking a trip to Turks and Caicos.
Twerks and Caicos.
Twerks and Caicos. Yeah. I gotta go jet skiing. Or like DR.
DR is lucky valid.
It's very valid. For many reasons. How about you guys?
It wouldn't be a whole class in your trip, like, because our class is very, like, it's not close. Yeah, it would just be our friends.
It would definitely be tech teacher.
Yeah, our tech.
And probably some tag along.
Yeah, but I kind of messed with Bahamas. DR, even though I've been already.
How would you rate your DR trip?
You know, the DR, it was cool, but like we missed out a day and a half because of our flights. Mm-hmm. But the trip itself, it was really good. It was definitely better than Bahamas, I would say.
How much did you learn?
I think it was like $1,100 for all inclusive resort, plus the ticket and everything. But that's not bad.
Yeah, that's not that bad.
Oh no. I would go to Jamaica if it was like my choice, but I've had some contention in that department.
If you had a second option, where would you go? Like, if Jamaica was off the table.
Is Jamaica your dream? Like,
absolutely. I love Jamaica.
If you're like 80, like full of money, like you're retiring, like, where would you go besides Jamaica?
If I was 80, I wouldn't want to go anywhere. But
like, this is your vacation spot. Like, you're 80, you're going to retire there, live the rest of your life there.
Oh, the rest of my life there?
Okay, your dream spot.
Maybe Jamaica.
All right, Jamaica was that's not on the table.
Maybe Ghana.
Yeah, I guess. I haven't been to Ghana in a bit, but if you guys don't know, we're both Ghanaians. I think it was a Ghanaian name. So,
yeah, guys, I'm like left out.
He's from Vietnam. From Ghana. From Ghana too.
Oh yeah. Yeah,
something like that.
He'll just be keeping it on the low.
Our African king.
So like, in school, we're all actually we're not all in Asian and African.
Oh yeah.
Club, you know, but.
Some of us here are Asians.
Whoa. There's some animosity. I love ASA. I don't know what's funny. I love ASA. I wish I got to go to the showcase. The showcase looked like a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. They had line dancers and Brennan.
Wait, can you explain like what you guys do?
Yeah.
So like, you know, line dancing it's like a tradition in Asian culture where basically like it's just loud drums and two people right in a line. And the goal of it, I guess, is to like get rid of the evil spirits and bring in good luck. So like we perform at weddings, events, grand openings, and like just parties and basically We just bring the good vibes to wherever we perform, and we performed at this Asian event at our school, which was like what, 2 weeks ago, maybe.
Or something no. like that.
Yeah, it was something like that. Yeah, and we just had fun with it, and yeah.
You get paid? Can you make like a job?
We do get paid, but we get paid more through like getting new equipment, you know, getting food. But I don't really do it for the money. I just do it to carry on my tradition and express my culture. So
you're him.
Yeah.
Is there like a religious basis to it?
Like temple, versus, like temple and church.
Yeah. Like,
I mean, like, no, but like, yeah, no, not really. It's just a Asian culture thing.
So there's like a church group and like a temple group, but it has nothing to do with church or temple.
Yeah, but there's temple kids joining our church.
Mm.
Like next to you. Yeah.
Interesting. Mm. Wait, do you do anything like equivalent to that? Or you go home and you're just like...
No, but he's very involved with the church. So
I'm involved with church, but yeah, I don't do much like culturally. What do I do in church? I'm actually preaching this Sunday. Yeah.
Wait, do you get scared when you preach?
No. I don't have stage fright.
I fall.
Yeah. I don't know what to say. I didn't write a sermon, so I'm just gonna go up there and start yapping.
Yeah, but a week to write. Less than that, but
how about you? What's your day to day life look like?
My day to day?
Yeah, day to day.
Alright, weekdays, wake up, reluctantly go to school,
mm-hmm.
come back home, if I'm scheduled, go to work.
He's always scheduled. Could you really be on the grind for it?
Come home, take a nap, wake up at like 11, do my homework. Oh no, I eat, and then I take my nap, wake up. Do my homework, shower, go back to sleep.
You don't have any issue with your sleep schedule?
I mean, like, not really.
You don't get tired?
He does no sleep in school.
Like, what do you yeah, like.
Do you take naps?
In school?
Just in general.
Yeah.
Oh, that long nap is like your daily nap?
It's sleep.
Like, I don't sleep in school. So, when I get home, like, all that energy, like, it's just, like, knocked out of me. So I'll like black out as soon as I touch my bed, and then I'll wake up. This was like around like 4 hours, 5 hours. Something calm, you know.
So like me and the little baby, we sleep at school very often.
Yeah.
Also, when we get home, we also sleep. So
mm-hmm.
I don't know how he goes to work without any sleep in school. Actually,
it's pretty calm. Wait, like what classes do you sleep in though? Because like I feel like you don't sleep like that.
I sleep on my math
class. That's almost this year, though.
Yeah, I only sleep on my math class.
Last year?
That's like an hour, yeah.
English class?
Well, that's like not real, so.
Yeah. But a lot of people don't believe in naps. Like, our AP psych teacher, he doesn't believe in them. He thinks that, like, it makes you feel worse. I don't really get that.
Well, I mean, scientifically, I'm pretty sure that's true. But...
I'm feeling great. Like, how do I wake up?
I think it depends. Like, if you sleep for too long, you know, like when you get like too much sleep and then mm-hmm. you feel like terrible. Conscious. Yeah, like you don't feel good. Like, your brain. Oh, this is like not real science. So, like, don't quote me. But your brain, like, once it hits like a certain like checkpoint and like the amount of like hours of sleep you're getting,
mm-hmm.
like, it like resets. So, like, let's say like you get 8 hours of sleep. Then, like, an extra, like, two. That extra two makes you feel, like, weird because, like, you already passed, like, your eight or, like, something like that.
Yeah.
So, do you think sleep debt is a real thing?
Like, what do you mean by sleep debt?
So, sleep debt is basically, like, when... So, let's say... So, like, as humans, as, like, grown men, we're supposed to get around 8 hours of sleep a day. Okay. But let's say every day I get 5 hours instead of 8 hours. Now, each of those days, I get... 3 hours of that, 3 hours of that, and it starts building up.
Mm.
Do you think that's a thing?
I think.
Maybe.
I feel like it's not. Like
it's not.
Yeah, I'd be chilling.
Because, like, feel like you can still function and like, do every everyday activities on 5 hours of sleep.
I definitely have.
And it doesn't, like, you'll be tired, but it won't, like, fully affect you in a way where you can't do stuff.
So do you think, like, sleep varies, like, from different people? Like, the importance of sleep?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Because some people could not sleep and do stuff.
Yeah, some people go to go home, sleep all day.
Yeah.
Some other people are night owls. Do you know any night owls? Are you a night owl?
I feel like most people are night owls, though. Like,
I think I'm a morning person.
Really?
Yeah. I think, like, the thought of waking up early for me is, like...
I can't.
Yeah, I can't. If I have something to do in the morning, like, I'll get up for it, even though it's, like, going to be hard. But,
yeah. I mean, like, if I have to, like, I'll wake up. Like, if I'm scheduled at work at, like, 7 a.m., like, I'll wake up. But, like...
But if I have the opportunity to sleep in, I'm going to sleep until, like, 12.
The thought of, like, morning is, like, peaceful to me. Also, like, my dad always taught me to, like, wake up because, like, the most important part of your day or whatever. I eat breakfast and, like, I don't know, it's more peaceful. Then, like, staying up, like, way at night, like, it makes me feel weird sometimes because I get, like, headaches.
Or don't you go to sleep at, like, 1 a.m. every day, though?
Not, like, not voluntarily. Like, I have homework or, like, something. Mm-hmm. Or, like, I stay on my phone and I watch TikTok for, like, 2 hours.
So TikTok's more important than your sleep.
Yeah.
TikTok's such a bad app. Even though, like, I spend so many hours on it, it's not good. Because I swear, I'd be, like, on it for 20 minutes, and I'd look up, it's been an hour, and it's, like, more, like 2 in the morning.
No, that happened to me yesterday. Like, I was literally on TikTok for, like, 3 hours, and, like, I meant to go on there for, like, 10 minutes. It was bad.
No, that's what... So, do you think, like, how do you think your life would be if you didn't, like, have a cell phone or have no, like, social media or whatever?
Boring.
Do you think you can survive with, like, without one?
Survive?
Survive.
Like, but, like, technically.
But, like, you know, you feel, like, that dependent on it?
I mean, I probably couldn't go more than, like, a day without, like...
Seriously?
A day? I feel like it would allow you to venture more.
Day?
Friends. Because, like, after 20... Like, it depends... Like, if I'm, like, having fun and, like, living in the moment, then, like, okay. But, like, you just take my phone away and I'm supposed to do, like, my day-to-day. Like, I cannot do that.
You guys think power naps are, like... effective.
The what?
I know.
Because I think, like, if I sleep for, like, 20 minutes, I'm going to be way more tired.
I can't sleep. Yeah.
I can't.
Like, I mean, it depends how tired I am. Like, do you guys ever get, like, so tired, like, your head starts hurting, your eyes get heavy?
Barely.
I get that a lot. Then I take, like, a 10-minute power nap and I'm good.
I can't take power naps. Like, if I close my eyes...
Send me at least 2 hours.
I'm good. Yeah. For me, it's, like, at least 4 hours. Like, it's, like, bad.
What if you're, like at work? And, like, exhausted.
I don't take naps at work.
Guys, Piggy just got hired.
That's a nice one.
Wait, you fell asleep at work?
I fell asleep during my break.
Yeah, past his time.
But that was a great power nap. Like, but I was, like, so exhausted. Like, I had a headache. I couldn't, like, function. I was cashiering and I wasn't, like, bringing up the items correctly.
Oh, great God.
Yeah. It's a bad day.
Guys, what are some things, like, you guys enjoy day to day?
On what?
Your hobbies, I guess.
Going to work. No, I'm joking. That was a joke.
But he loves people.
That was a joke. I love watching, like, entertainment, like movies and, like, shows. What's YouTube. Your favorite? What's my favorite what? Show?
Show or movie?
Favorite show, probably Game of Thrones. Y'all should definitely watch Game of Thrones. You know, it's, like, great television. That was, like, a movie. Oh, my God. I love Game of Thrones so much. Favorite movie? That's a little too hard. I can't pick a favorite movie.
What's your top five?
That's also, like, very hard.
Do you guys have fries left?
Yeah.
Just deafened all the viewers. top five. I feel like there'll be, like, see, like, when I start thinking, like, there's, like, not that many, but, like, there's, like, a lot, like, you know, like, Captain America the Winter Soldier would definitely be up there, probably.
Ooh, what's your favorite Marvel movie?
Favorite Marvel movie?
All the time.
Maybe Endgame. Mm-hmm. You know what, like, you can't go wrong with Endgame. I also like all the Spider-Man movies. I feel like the Spider-Man movies are like underrated, but like still like really good. Yeah, like Captain America: The Winter Soldier. You know, I feel like everybody likes that one out of all the Captain America movies.
What if I told you guys I never saw it?
Yeah, I mean, I'd believe you, but I'd be very disappointed.
I only seen Spider-Man. Oh,
yeah. I seen Endgame though. I was like half asleep.
But... Have you seen Infinity War?
Yeah, in Civil War.
Infinity War is better than Endgame, in my opinion.
That's a delusion, but
the ending of Infinity War tops any Marvel movie like ever. That's... No. You don't think so?
No.
That ending like changed my life.
Infinity War was cool, but like Endgame was like amazing. Like Endgame was art. Don't get me started. But Brendan, like, what are you watching your free time since you don't watch like anything?
I don't really watch Marvel, so like, yeah. I'd be tapping to the Celtics. You know, I love my Celtics. I love Jason Tatum. He's literally my wallpaper.
He sucks.
Nah, he doesn't suck. But anyways,
he be tapping into Too Hot to Handle too.
Yeah, I watch like reality TV, like Too Hot to Handle. You know. Love Island, you guys know what's happening.
Would you want to be on that show?
Do you think you could win?
I don't think I would want to be on Too Hot to Handle because, like, finding out you had a different show is kind of like. Because they're supposed to be on I think it's called Paradise Island, where you just party all summer. But then you find out that you can't do all these kisses.
Oh, it was like a surprise?
Yeah. But Love Island, I would go on because it's like where you try to find love. Yeah.
What are your thoughts on India?
On India?
Like, on Love Island.
What?
India on Love Island. Like
The girl?
Yeah.
I don't watch that much.
Right. You think that's, like, realistic, though? Like, finding love in that, like, short amount of time? Maybe this is a topic.
That's a deep question.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Yeah. But other stuff I watch is, like, I watch streamers like Aiden. Not that much, but I watch, like, Kai Cenat. You know, Kai Cenat and Ray. We could beat them for real. But anyways. Yeah, they're funny. I just watch normal YouTube, like, face drug challenges. Yeah.
Word. Quick, you?
No, I'm, like, boring. I go home. I go to work. I watch TikTok all day. Play basketball on occasions.
You're him.
Yeah,
I guess. Sometimes I play games. Like, Fortnite. COD.
Cody loves games because we were taking a test.
All right, so
yesterday actually, and
I you guys saw me.
Quick, I sit right next to
you. Wait, what?
I sit right next to you. We're taking a test that way, and I look to my left, and he's playing 2048, which is a math game.
On my Apple Watch.
Yeah, he's very addicted. Like anytime he finds, he will play.
I feel like it tunes my brain. Like if I get like stressed out, I just play some 2048, and I'm like chill.
It's like a stress reliever,
I guess.
Like
that test was cooking me yesterday, and I need a little break. So
I thought it was alright. Oh wait, no, nah. Like multiple choice, no.
It was cooking me. I know what I was looking at. Yeah, yesterday was a long day.
What happened yesterday? Oh,
Can't get to that.
I don't think we should. Anyways,
I need some more stuff.
Yeah, I need some more drink.
Can I go out of cream to get it?
No, I think.
I mean, sure.
Things are cool. But yeah, I was sorry, Joe. I was doing track season. I run. I really enjoy running. But like, lately it's been feeling more like a chore, kind of. I don't know. I feel like I have to, or I'm going to be like, trash when the season comes around.
Do you think that eating a lot of Popeyes every day adds to feeling like
that? They're both on the track team, by the way, guys.
All right.
Yeah,
definitely. I feel like what I eat before I run.
Wait, Popeyes? What do you mean? Yeah, it's not good for you.
What?
So you think Popeyes is good for track?
No, I mean like it's not. No, I feel like if I'm running before I run, I have to eat something like fruits or veggies or something. I'm gonna feel that when I run. Like, if I eat something spicy before I run, like, I'm gonna feel that.
Okay, as you're running, okay, I play soccer and they're like, okay, so when you start running, you're like fresh and everything, right? And you get to a barrier where you wanna like stop running, right? After you get past that barrier, do you think running gets easier?
No. Like, as a runner, I try to stop as least, like, as little as possible. Because once you stop, then your body has to rebuild, like, the the flow, it gets a lot harder to run. That's you get true. A lot tired quicker.
I agree with that. Like, my coach, she put me in the mile. And I will say, though, like, well, I feel like the mile is, like, different because, like, damn. Because,
Very sweet. Hello.
Oh, sorry. You're fine. The mile is, like, different because, like, you run at your own pace, kind of. Mm-hmm. But, like, yeah, like, if you start slowing down, like, too early, like, it's, like, reps. Like,
yeah.
It's definitely happened to me before. But if you, like, say, if you, like, start going at a speed and, like, save your speed until, like, the end and, like, you, like, powered it up, I feel like that's, like, the way to go.
But you want to try these or something?
Yes.
You only had one?
I had two. I had one and a half. I took a bite out
of it. Are they, like, spicy? They look kind of spicy.
These are... I can't even describe the taste because it's so... It tastes like disappointment.
For the ones that are not watching the video, I'm trying signature hot wings from Popeyes. No ranch.
By the way, Popeyes is not, like... They forgot his meal and our sauces, by the way.
Yeah, we're not getting Popeyes again.
Yeah. Yeah, we will, but, like...
Like, can you describe that taste?
It's like, I don't know.
That's, like, it's so weird.
It's like, they took seasoning, like, Cajun seasoning,
and just, like...
And burnt it, and, like, put it on there. It's like...
It's not good.
Bro, try it.
Why does it smell like that?
Guys, what would you drink Popeye's chicken sandwich on? The chicken sandwich drink.
I think Chick-fil-A is better.
Whoa.
Yes.
Hot take.
Really?
That's not, a hot take. Not even a hot take.
Well, to be fair, I haven't tried the Chick-fil-A one.
What?
I don't go to Chick-fil-A.
I think Chick-fil-A fries are better, but Popeye's is very out of region.
I think Popeye's fries are better.
I think the waffle fries just make it go over the top.
Chick-fil-A's nuggets are... The sauces, too.
Chick-fil-A sauce is the best.
Chick-fil-A is a top three fast food chain.
Like, if you had to rank chicken sandwiches, like, what would be your top three?
Chick-fil-A.
McDonald's chicken sandwich is so bad.
It's like,
it's not food, like.
But I have that over Burger King. I have that over absolutely. KFC.
KFC's
all right.
It's sucks.
What are your guys' thoughts on the Whopper?
I hate the Whopper.
I think it's like,
I hate the Whopper. It's so like. And then when they make it bad too, and it's like stale, and it's like gray on the inside.
I think.
Gray. Have you had a bad Whopper?
No, I had like a Whopper every 3 years, but
no, for real.
My mom loves Whoppers. She loves Burger King, and it's like disgusting.
Burger King is
probably Big Macs.
Can kill a Big Mac. Big Mac is like a top three item from fast
food. So would you get the what is it called quadruple?
No. Oh. A lot of meat,
but like, you.
I'm not a McDonald's person. I'm not gonna lie to you.
How about their fries?
The fries are like okay. Like when they put salt on them, sometimes I'll get some fries. They don't put any salt. I'll just be like, what am I supposed to do with this? Like,
let me put you guys on. If you want McDonald's, right? You want like good fries? Ask them to like ask for well done fries and ask for your own seasoning packets.
See, but like my thing is like, why do I have to do all the work? Like,
because those workers are so lazy. But I understand, like, they're getting paid minimum wage, they get slaves, like, it's a million work people coming through McDonald's every day. So.
And, like, back to Burger King, because y'all were talking about Burger King. I heard a rumor, like, when I was, like, I think elementary school, that they put, like, horse meat in their burgers, so I just, like, I just never, like, messed with Burger King like that after that.
Yeah, the especially chocolate pie. It's
chocolate pie
for except Burger King. Something like that.
That's just big.
Hey, what are your thoughts on Wendy's?
I love Wendy's, bro.
Wendy's Frosty.
Wendy's? Oh.
Wendy's nuggets are lovely.
Frosty or McFlurry?
Frosty.
I do McFlurry.
See McFlurry? Have you tried a peppermint Frosty?
Peppermint
Frosties are money.
What's it called at McDonald's? The Shamrock Shake?
I never had it.
I don't like minty drinks.
Is that good?
People like it.
Yeah. No, that's deafened everybody listening.
Yeah. It was much loud.
Like, yeah. I have no idea, but back to Wendy's. I think Wendy's is better than McDonald's. I think that's like a hot take.
That's a hot take,
but that's how I feel.
I mean, because McDonald's is like dirty.
But like, yeah, and like when I get a burger from McDonald's, it just doesn't fill me up.
Really? Like, I feel like Big Mac will fill you up.
I don't
And the Wendy's won't fill you up.
But Wendy's is so like
their sandwiches
are low key they are expensive. But like
McDonald's is expensive, like but if you have the codes, it's not. But like, without codes, McDonald's is mad expensive.
Yeah, without the app, like
I don't know why it's like $15. Like
$15 for McDonald's.
Yeah, a McChicken on DoorDash is $4.
Well, DoorDash be taxing, so
that's insane. That. $4. Some Chick-fil-A. Some Chipotle too. Oh, have you seen those bowls like on like TikTok or Instagram
with the vinaigrette,
with the vinaigrette, the sour cream, like Chipotle,
is like that rare Chipotle orders.
Okay, so that mine's kind of like I don't know, it's kind of basic, but I get my steak, rice, some
white, like salt. White or brown?
White, I think. God, nice
steak. Thank you. Why? You get steak?
Yeah,
you're rich.
I never had chicken.
It's like the same. It's like the same, but like.
Then I got my salsa, sour cream, lettuce. I'm missing something. Pinto beans. I don't get black beans.
Probably too bad. So.
Black beans are like nice. Then, yeah. If I'm feeling rich, I get vinaigrette. That's like extra.
I never had
guac from. I never had guac from Chipotle either. And if I'm feeling real rich, I get the chips too, and I dip it. It's a combo.
You're big. What is a vinaigrette? What is it called?
Vinaigrette.
I don't know. What would you say? Like, it's like, it looks so good. Like,
it's like tangy. It adds a sass to it.
Sass.
Hey, have you been to Chipotle?
I've been to Chipotle.
What's your order?
I feel like you're not the biggest Chipotle fan.
Like, it's like cool. I just don't go like that often. Like, if there was one closer, probably like I'd probably go more often. But like. The steak rice, like it changes from time to time actually because I go like sparingly. But yeah.
I was probably like white rice, pinto beans, chicken, sour cream, guac, lettuce, cheese sometimes.
Cheese sometimes.
Yeah. Salsa sometimes, and yeah.
What type of salsa? Like the
Like,
you get corn.
Oh, I forgot about the corn. Yeah,
you get corn
sometimes. Yeah,
I can't eat corn.
Have you ever had, like,
why?
I don't know. Like,
you guys had a bowl burrito.
I don't know.
There's a hack if you want. It's like where you put the burrito, like, you ask for a bowl, but you ask for tortilla. Yeah, you ask for tortilla in the bowl.
I would get both, but I feel like I'm annoying the person making my food.
That's the
like,
same thing.
I don't want to be annoying. It's and then, Extra everything. That's like maddening.
Yeah. The guac is like worth it, but like it is expensive. But...
Yeah. It's a burrito though. Have you got like a big burrito, like extra everything
yeah.
in the burrito? But I feel like compared to the bowl, like, you can't like save that for later. So I feel like it's a waste. Like the bowl you can just put in your fridge.
That's true.
My burrito was so big that like they had to wrap it twice.
Yeah.
It's insane.
Yeah. It was sad.
They need to bring a
Mine's the one to me is kind of close.
And a Chick-fil-A and a Five Guys. You need me a Five
Guys. Oh, Five Guys.
Five Guys is a top five.
Five, yeah.
The top five?
Yeah, the top five.
So if they're
for sure
they're burgers, five. Bro, like they're like
I think Shake Shack's top five and then
Shake Shack is money.
Oh my god.
Bro, we get a Shake Shack, bro.
No, the closest one is West Hartford, 30 minutes.
Really?
Yeah, that'd the one by West
Virtual. How far is that?
Like 30. 45.
Shake Shack is money. Like Shake Shack is what Five Guys thinks they are.
No, but
yeah,
no, they have to. Okay, so my top five. So, McDonald's, Shake Shack,
McDonald's is one.
No, they're just. I was about to say, this is not a brand. They might be like five. McDonald's, Six Side, Chick-fil-A. It's the Chipotle count.
Yeah, that's fast.
I think fast food. Chipotle. And like. So no breakfast places?
I mean, I don't know why you would put a breakfast place in that lineup.
Because you can get other food from like Dunkin' and stuff.
That's kind of like Dunkin's like Dunkin' and Starbucks are comparable, but not like Popeyes and Dunkin'.
Yeah, who compares like Dunkin' and like Popeyes? That's like random.
Shit. Is Domino's kind of fast food?
Yeah.
Like Domino's.
Does it?
Yeah, I feel like it's fast.
What's the definition of fast food? Like, what is fast food?
Like, you order, you get like. I feel like you have to get like. Does Domino's sell like burgers? I feel like.
No, Domino's definitely fast food because it's not a restaurant. You can't like.
That's true. Sit
there.
So fast food is just you can't sit and eat.
I mean, you.
No, you can sit and eat at McDonald's.
Yeah, like,
but like you can't like sit down. They come serve you and stuff like that. You know.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. I feel like any fast food place you can.
No, they don't have like.
Oh, yeah. You're right.
So what's your top five restaurant chains? Like Texas Roadhouse, Applebee's. Do you go to a lot of restaurants?
I go to like restaurants, not here.
Yeah,
he goes to the rich ones, right? He's very rich, by the way.
I'm not rich. Okay. But yeah.
Me? I don't know about top five, but like.
Or like top three.
I'll bust down some Texas Roadhouse.
Mm-hmm. The Texas Roadhouse rolls.
It's like a staple.
Those rolls.
Yeah, we're going to have an episode where we have some rolls, so. Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like people don't like Chili's, but Chili's is like. It's like.
Yeah, they're highly hated.
I don't get why.
Both the chili sauce.
Next text one.
That one shut down quick.
Yeah, that one been shut down quick.
It shut down. It shut down by the Mexican restaurant.
Wait, what?
Wait, you know that big Mexican restaurant? It's like blue.
Wait, what?
That one shut down like a year.
Concrete, like been gone.
No way.
Is there a chili sauce on Boston Road?
I don't think so. I think. I forget where that is.
Bro, why am I just playing this out?
Like, I think there was one near Longhorn. No, not Longhorn.
Longhorn's a bus.
I'll bet it's better, though.
You think so?
Yeah, no, it's Longhorn's
better. I feel like...
There's steak. There's steak and mashed potatoes. It's like a Roadhouse. Outback.
All right, but like, for dessert. Like, oh, Outback? Yeah, sorry. For dessert, though, like, what's your go-to? Is it Coso?
If you guys had like Coso's and stuff, the pasta, ooh, hit my metal. Like, those are like, oh, never mind that.
Okay. I feel like expensive brand. We don't go to the bougie.
They're not bougie.
I was talking about like desserts, like, and not like just like,
oh, just like dessert, like,
yeah.
You go first.
Can I think any type of combos. Yeah. Like combos or no?
No combos, just like the items.
Like, yeah, no combos. No combos.
Like the marble brownie from Domino's. That's very.
Oh, specific. That's buzz.
It's very specific, like, but yeah.
You don't like it?
It's so good.
It's all right.
It's not so really good.
Their cinnamon twists are better. The cinnamon twists with the icing.
Have you had those like are a, good. Have you had the cake from Domino's? Like the chocolate cake?
Nah.
It's so good.
That sounds a little big.
It's like brownie cake and it's like, no, it's it. Oh.
Nah, those marbled cookie brownies, bro, those are... Me, I love some ice cream, you know. I always have ice cream in my fridge, or my freezer, or whatever. Yeah.
So ice cream's, like, your favorite?
Yeah, I think it's a good staple.
I used to get, like, cake all the time, but, like, I haven't got a cake in, like, forever.
You used to bring those chocolate
cakes. Cake used to have birthdays every week.
Yeah, I used to tear those cakes up.
I didn't just eat a cake. Like, yeah.
Like, I would eat it after every meal. That was like bad, Loki.
Insane. I feel like, I don't know, I can't think of just an item. Like, I like brownies, but like brownies and ice cream.
Yeah, that's a combo.
You can't just have one or the other.
Like, it gotta be together, bro.
It's like the brownie is too sweet and then like the ice cream like bounces it up. You know, that's more calories.
All right, so what'd your combo be?
Brownies, ice cream. One time on my clothes would order.
You're so brown.
Oh, yeah. You weren't there, bro. His clothes
on. Let me explain my... It has no brownies in it, but...
The lady was tearing him up.
Yeah. It was kind of big, but... I got a large cup. I got vanilla ice cream and cheesecake. Then I get golden Oreos, marshmallows. What's my other one? Golden Oreos, marshmallows. I get caramel, and then I'm missing one. Golden Oreos, marshmallows. I think I get sprinkles. I don't know, but that order was amazing. That order was spectacular.
That was it?
No, I'm missing one. Oh, no. Chocolate chips. No, white chocolate chips.
Yeah. What do you guys thoughts on froyo? I used to love it. Like,
honestly, I'm not a yogurt person, so like it being like frozen yogurt always like turned me off.
Yeah, froyo was alright. Like, with all the candy, it's cool to me.
Like, on a scale of like ice creams, like froyo, like which side would you lean towards?
Ice cream for sure, but like froyo was a staple because like it was near me. So
yeah, you're rich.
It wasn't there one near like Harry's like Big Y?
Yeah. Near like Big Y.
Big Y. But wasn't there one in that plaza?
Like Quakers Big Y. No. Heritage Park. You know what that is?
Oh yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Where is that at?
Like Staple, we know where Staples is? Home Goods?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, right there in the park. That big park.
I don't know where that park is at. I'm not that satisfied.
Hey, you want to finish
things? Not finishing those ones. We made this whole episode about food.
Yeah. I mean, hey.
Guys, like, we love food, so like, yeah.
Chicken sandwiches. We love chicken sandwiches.
You think it's time to wrap up?
Yeah.
Yeah.
As I'm beating up.
All right, so tune to our next episode. We'll be out very soon. About college readiness. So if you want to learn more about college and outside seniors, how to get ready for all of that, tune into that. But this concludes our first episode.
Thank you guys for joining us, you know. We love you all.
Make sure you comment your thoughts on fast food chains and the podcast in general. Like, if you have any comments to make sure you leave those.
Give us your top five in the comments. Mm-hmm. Top five fast foods.
Yeah. And subscribe, you know. Turn on that notification bell. We got fun stuff planned, so you don't want to miss that. So, yeah.
Thank you for watching.
Bye.